And to US politics, now on the race for the contest, I guess, to actually represent the Republicans and the Democrats. It enters its pretty crucial stages now with a round of voting today in five states. Voters are at the polls in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania and Rhode Island. Comes just a day after the Republican candidates Ted Cruz and John Kasich formed an alliance to try to stop the frontrunner for the Republicans, Donald Trump. Simon Marks joins us now from Washington. Good morning to you, Simon. Well, we talked yesterday, didn't we, about Ted Cruz and John Kasich and this alliance to stop the Trump train. Let's start with the Democrats today and Hillary Clinton. Can she do enough, if she particularly does well in the Northeast, to pretty much claim the nomination for the Democrats?
I think she probably can, Guyon, but it does depend on her performance in a couple of the five states where votes are being held today. We're putting particular emphasis over the next few hours on what happens in Connecticut and Rhode Island, because over the last few days in both of those states, Bernie Sanders, the socialist member of Congress from Vermont, who of course is standing against Hillary Clinton in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, has been giving her a real run for her money, particularly in those two states. In the other three, we think she's going to win very handily. So I think everybody here will be looking at his performance to get a sense of just how much of a challenge he continues to pose to her. She would love to be in a position where she can say that mathematically nobody can catch her and that Bernie Sanders really ought to, at this point, think about dropping out of the race. But he's very committed to continuing to spread his message. He would love to play a prominent role at the Democratic Party's convention, which will be taking place in Philadelphia in just a few weeks' time. And also, he wants to demonstrate that his movement, and he does see this as a movement, still has real legs, even if he himself is increasingly unlikely to be the Democratic Party's presidential nominee.
And just quickly on the Republicans, Simon, reports I'm reading suggest that Trump is favoured to win all five states voting on Tuesday. What is it, just looking for the crumbs off the table for Cruz and Kasich?
Yes, looking for the crumbs off the table here on the East Coast, where those five primary contests are taking place today. But Cruz and Kasich will want to change the conversation immediately. They'll want to start talking about Indiana, about Oregon, about New Mexico, where primary contests will be held in the days ahead. They will be very anxious to prove, to claim that they've still got viability, equally as anxious as Donald Trump will be to say, no, they haven't. It's mathematically impossible to stop me. I, he will argue, am the inevitable Republican Party nominee.
Fascinating as always. Thank you, Simon. Simon Marks from Washington.